Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to Psychology Tidbits. Join Dr. Carlos as he explores the many areas of the human mind.
Well, for those who are not very familiar with pharmacology, this might be an interesting topic today. How do drugs know where to go in the body? Let's take a look. When you take aspirin for a headache, how does the aspirin know to travel to your head? Well, the short answer is it doesn't. Molecules can't transport themselves throughout the body, and they don't have control over where they eventually end up. But researchers can chemically modify drug molecules to make sure that they bind strongly to the places we want them, and weakly to the places we don't. You see, pharmaceutical products contain more than just the active drug that affects the body. Medications also include what they call inactive ingredients. These are molecules that enhance the stability, absorption, flavor, and other qualities. Let me give you an example. Back to the aspirin we go. If you swallow it, it also has ingredients that both prevent the tablet from fracturing during shipping and help it break apart in your body. Developing methods and designing non-drug components that help get a medication where it needs to go to the body is complicated. To better understand the thought process behind different drugs or design, let's follow a drug from when it first enters the body to where it eventually ends up. When you swallow a tablet, it will initially dissolve in your stomach and intestines before the drug molecules are absorbed into your bloodstream. The small intestines a lot of times will absorb a lot of the nutrients from foods, by the way. Once in the bloodstream, it can circulate throughout the body to access different organs and tissues. So how does it do that? Well, drug molecules affect the body by binding to different receptors on cells that can trigger a particular response. Even though drugs are designed to target specific receptors to produce a desired effect, it's impossible to keep them from continuing to circulate in the blood and binding to non-target sites. And this is why a lot of people get unwanted side effects. For instance, serotonin receptors are not only in your brain, but also in your gut. And this is why sometimes it can have problems for people in their stomach. Drug molecules circulating in the blood also degrade over time and usually eventually will leave the body in your urine. One example a lot of people use is the strong smell your urine might have after you eat asparagus because of how quickly your kidney clears what they call asparagusic acid, A-S-P-A-R-A-G-U-S-I-C, acid. Similarly, multivitamins typically contain riboflavin, or B2, which causes your urine to turn bright yellow when it is cleared. Because how efficiently drug molecules can cross the intestinal lining, it can vary depending on the drug's chemical properties. Some of the drugs you swallow never get absorbed and are removed in your feces. Because not all of the drug is absorbed, this is why some medications, like those used to treat high blood pressure and allergies, are taken repeatedly. To replace eliminated drug molecules and maintain a high enough level of bioavailability in the blood to sustain its effect on the body. Compared with pills and tablets, a more efficient way of getting into drug into the blood is to inject it directly into a vein. This way, all the drug gets circulated throughout the body and avoids the degradation in the stomach. Many drugs are actually given intravenously, or what they call biologics, which include substances derived from other organisms. The most common of these are a type of cancer drug called monoclonal antibodies, which you probably heard as well for COVID, proteins that are bind to and kill tumor cells. These drugs are injected directly into a vein because your stomach can't tell the difference between digesting a therapeutic protein and digesting the proteins in a cheeseburger. It cannot tell the difference. In other cases, drugs that need very high concentrations to be effective, such as antibiotics for severe infections, can be delivered only through infusion. While increasing drug concentration can help make sure enough molecules are binding to the correct sites to have a therapeutic effect, it also increases binding to non-target sites and the risk of side effects. One way to get a high drug concentration in the right location is to apply the drug right where it's needed, like rubbing an ointment onto a skin rash or using eye drops. A key aspect in all drug design, though, is to simply get patients to take the medications in the right amounts at the right time for the right length of time. Because remembering to take a drug several times a day is difficult for many people, researchers try to design drug formulations that they need to only take once a day. Similarly, pills, inhalers, or nasal sprays are more convenient than an infusion that requires traveling to a clinic. Even with all the science that goes into understanding a disease well enough to develop an effective drug, it is often up to the patient to make it all work as designed. So it's a complicated process of why drugs know how to get to certain spots that target certain receptors and the body guides it to it. And this is why you can't really pinpoint it, and this is why you have side effects, because it can trigger a lot of other receptor sites. The other factors we didn't really discuss a lot was cultural differences, actually ethnic differences. Some ethnicities have different enzymes, so they might break down more of a medication or less of a medication. So you have to be concerned of toxicity levels. Also, age differences. The elderly to the very young have different enzymatic levels in their liver, being able to break down more or less of that particular drug, especially less, which means you have an increased dosage of that drug, increased bioavailability in the bloodstream, could lead to toxicity for individuals that are really, really young and individuals that are really, really who are elderly. So people over 65, 70, and people who are under 10. So there you go, folks.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.